paragraph Yud Aleph. Nimtza, we conclude, therefore, based on what we learned till now, Shemilas Yishmoel ben Ha'oma koidem li Yitzchak, that the fact that Yishmoel had the bris mila before, Yishmoel, who is the son of the maidservant, the Eved, the Oma, the fact that he had his bris mila before Yitzchak, who bechinas kvisha seretz hayardein koidem l'eretz Yisrael, corresponds beautifully, perfectly, with the Yidden first conquering Eivra Yardin before they went into Eretz Yisrael. Val kein hoye Yishmoel ben arba'as reishono be'ez shenim al Yitzchak. And this is why Yishmoel was 14 years old at the time that Yitzchak Avinu had his bris milah. Ze bechinas arba'as reishonim shekodam kibush Eivra Yardin l'Eretz Yisrael. This fits perfectly with the 14 years earlier that the Jews conquered Eivra Yardin, and only 14 years later did they take over Eretz Yisrael. It took them 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and it took them 7 years to settle the land. Shehem Sheva Shekovshu v'Sheva Shechilku. 7 years that it took them to conquer Eretz Yisrael, 7 years to divide it up. Ve'elu ha-Sheva Shekovshu v'Sheva Shechilku heim keneged Shiva Yemei Orlo. And why seven? What's with all the sevens? This corresponds to the 7 days that the Jewish child is an Orel before he becomes a Yid. Correspond Keneged the Shiva Momen Shechoif Eretz Yisrael, corresponding to those seven nations of the Sitra Achra that covered up Eretz Yisrael. They inhabited Eretz Yisrael. Ukenegdom Huchruchu Lismamea Arba Asrei Shonim. And corresponding to them, the Yidden had to wait 14 years. Sheva Shekovshu v'Sheva Shechilku, seven that they conquered, seven that they divided up. V'ze b'chinas oyer l'arbosor boidkenes hachomeitz. This also ties in with the first mission in Masechta Pesachim, where it says, on the night of the 14th, we search for chomeitz. We make the search for the chomeitz. Ki hachomeitz hu b'chinas orlo, zua masanochosh. What is chomeitz? Chomeitz is tuma. Chomeitz is the orla, the zua masanochosh. V'alkein belaylo rishoyna shel Pesach she'oz nizbate lechomeitz. And this is why on the first night of Pesach, when we defeated the chomeitz, we got rid of the chomeitz, oz nimoylu kol Yisrael beis yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when all the Yidden had a bris milah when they were leaving Mitzrayim. And this is why the Mishnah says, on the night of the 14th, we search for chametz. Keneged arba'as reishonim, corresponding to those 14 years that it took them to clear out the junk from Eretz Yisrael. Sheva shekovshu v'sheva shechilku. Shebohem machniim hashiva amomim. That's the time that it took to defeat and subdue those seven nations, Hashiva Yemei Orla, the 7 days of Orla, Shehu Bechinas Biur Chameitz. That's like getting rid of the Chameitz. V'zoichen Lotzeis miMitzrayim. And through this, we're zoiche to leave Mitzrayim, mi Pigamabris, Eretz Mitzrayim was the center of Pigamabris, le Eretz Yisrael. And to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is Tikkun HaBris. Ki Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim, who could they lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael? Because we know that the main goal, the main mission in leaving Mitzrayim was to get Eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Va'oimar, I said, Ele eschem, ale eschem, me'oni Mitzrayim, I will take you out of the poverty of Mitzrayim, el eretz haknani, hachiti, emoiri, el eretz zovas cholavut vosh, to the land that flows with milk and honey, hainu kanal. We see how everything fits in perfectly. Rav Nosson Zal connected all of these things. You see, it's all one concept. It's all the same inyan. We should be zeichet to understand it, to appreciate it, and this should give us a different feeling in doing these mitzvahs. Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael, Tikkun HaBris, all of these different mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem.